goes to Thomas M. O'Brien. Dear Tom, thanks very much for your letter regarding AWACS. It was sort of a fourth quarter win, and we're all very happy. Thanks, too, for your kind offer regarding Palm Springs. We won't be needing your place, but certainly appreciate your making it available. I don't know what to say to you about the various party requests. I know that ever since the election laws were changed, putting the ceilings on certain donations, it led to a proliferation of legitimate party groups making such requests. The three basic ones, of course, are at the national level, are the Senate Fund, the House Fund, and the National Committee. I'll just have to leave it to your conscience and however you feel about the others. We made it out of Cancun. All right. I told our security fellows of your warnings, so maybe everyone was on extra special attention. There is no question but that the world is a very dangerous place for people in jobs like this. And it is worldwide. Thanks again and best regards, Ron. This one to a Mr. Lee Gallus, G-A-L-L-E-S. Dear Mr. Gallus, forgive me for being so late in responding to your letter of September 29. However, it does take a while for a letter to get through all the process here and reach my desk. I appreciate your writing very much and for giving me the news about your own company's investment. I know our program hasn't actually had time to make an effect, but apparently there is optimism throughout the country just based on the prospect of the program. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you also for your generous words. We'll stick by our guns here and keep trying to do more of the same thing. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. Dick Freeling, F-R-E-E-L-I-N-G. Dear Mr. Freeling, forgive me for being so late in answering your letter of September 18. Unfortunately, it takes quite some time for a message to get through all the mail process here and reach my desk. But I do want you to know, I received your letter and must thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have read your message to the cabinet and have told many others about it. For one to whom the country is so in debt, to have the attitude you have about some of our recent moves, particularly the one with regard to VA compensation, is an inspiration. Again, my thanks. so late, in responding to your letter of September 24. But it takes a while for letters through the mail process here to reach my desk. I just want you to know how very grateful I am for your letter and for permission to make use of it where it can be helpful. I have already done so, beginning with our own cabinet here in Washington. It was a heartwarming letter, and I appreciate what you personally have done in this most deserving cause. But I also agree, if we just give ourselves a chance, this can go on more than it already does all over the country. Thank you again, and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. W.H. Hoyerman, H-O-Y-E-R-M-A-N. Dear Bill, this letter of yours of October 19 really brought back some memories, and pleasant ones, of our dinner in Lake Forest many years ago. I share your concern about what is happening, and particularly the effect of the high interest rates. Unfortunately, we can't relieve those as we have in the past by simply increasing the money supply. It was this roller coasting of money that in large part, coupled with high government spending, got us in our present fix. I will say, however, that recently, or perhaps I should say a few weeks back, the Fed did get inadvertently a little below its own target rate of increase. Then they were caught in the dilemma of how to get back to the proper rate without giving the wrong signal to the money markets, making it look as if we'd gone back to the earlier policies. They have overcome that now, and as you can see, interest rates have been going down, slowly, but still going down. I believe this will continue and even increase in speed in the not too distant future. The main battle still goes on with Congress, even though we got our $35 billion budget cut. That was only part of what's needed, and we've told them that from the beginning. Now they're digging in their heels, and it's going to take a real fight to get them to go the rest of the way, particularly for the years 83 and 84. We are encouraged by the fact that inflation has dropped more than even we had anticipated. And this, simply on the prospect of our program, without waiting for the program to even be put into effect. I'm very hopeful that as the coming year goes on, we're going to begin to see the effect of the tax cuts and the budget reductions. But we're also going to continue my best to Jan, J-A-N. And again, thanks for writing. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. I just wanted to miss Sandy Loftus, L-O-F-T-I-S. Dear Miss Loftus, thank you very much for your letter of September 30th. I'm sorry to be so late in answering, but it does take a while for letters to reach my desk. I appreciate very much your taking the time and trouble to write and tell me of that early experience. You reaffirmed what I myself deeply believe, that the people of this country can be depended upon to do what has to be done if government will give them the chance. We are starting here at the national level a program to increase voluntarism throughout the country in almost every area, and so far it seems to be off to a very fine start. Again, my thanks to you, and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. and Mrs. Richard Keene, K-E-E-N-E. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Keene, thank you very much for your wire upon the occasion of the passage of the AWACS bill. I'm afraid I don't leap over tall buildings in a single bound, but I did have a feeling when the vote count came in that I might have a little trouble keeping my feet on the ground. I found myself recalling a football game in which I played in college that we won in the last 20 seconds on a 65-yard run. You were very kind to wire as you did, and I'm most grateful. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan.
Basically, a good one, and he hoped that it could be adhered to with the modifications proposed, full stop. Go on to next tape, please.